the proprietor of Home Team Inspections. So hopefully you get the chance to listen in every other week. Right now, I'm going to give you an update on the forecast. Today, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high of 42. Mostly clear with a low around 20 tonight. Increasing clouds with a high about 37 on Thursday. Then mostly cloudy with a low around 24 Thursday night. Mostly sunny with a high of 42 on Friday. And then mostly cloudy with a low of 30 Friday night. Chance of rain and snow between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Then a chance of rain after 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high of 43 on Saturday. And then chance of rain mixing with snow after 11 p.m. Gradually ending. Mostly cloudy with a low around 30 on Saturday night. Partly sunny with a high near 45 on Super Bowl Sunday. And then partly cloudy with a low of 31. It's going to be fun. All right, so my guests today are two of the proprietors of a company called Green Home Solutions. There's John Frenzy and then also Joe Pacello. And we're going to talk to them. They're going to teach us all about things, including, I think, some mold issues, and learn about their company and some of their solutions that are green. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. Home Again with Jeannie and Larry.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Are you in business, not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
All right, welcome back to Home Again with Jeannie and Larry, streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station in Hunterdon County, Flemington, New Jersey. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Special Agent Murphy. I love saying that. I love saying I love New Jersey. Location, location, location. I'm with Weikert. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, take advantage of the historic low interest rates and give me a call. Today, we're going to talk about Green Home Solutions, John Frenzy and Joe Pacello. Are here. They're sole proprietors. I actually met John on location. One of our inspections was needing services that you guys provide. So why don't you just take a second to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit more about your company.
Yes, good morning. This is John Frenzy with Green Home Solutions of Washington, New Jersey. Our main areas are Hunterdon, Somerset, and Warren counties. We are a mold remediation, indoor air quality, odor, and disinfecting specialist.
Okay.
I'm Joe Pacello from the greater Morris County area for Green Home Solutions. Mainly cover Sussex, Morris, parts of Essex, Passaic, and a little of Union as well. And we provide the same exact services.
So let's talk about the services of Green Home Solutions. Tell us how you got involved with it, what you do, all about it.
Well, for me, I started about 6 years ago. I had a business that was pretty much seasonal, and I was driving my wife nuts because I was home during the winter time, and I was quite frankly going nuts myself. So I was researching, franchises, and what drew me to Green Home Solutions was it was a green product that we used to remediate mold, an EPA-registered product called Oceanic that specifically goes after mold spores and kills mold. Although we do follow the IICRC S520, so we are true mold remediators. That's what drew me mainly. And then Green Home Solutions has evolved into an indoor air quality company where we provide disinfecting, a hospital-grade disinfectant, probiotics, believe it or not. I believe people think of probiotics by inserting good bacteria into their stomach, but there's also probiotics for the air and surfaces, and actually purifies the air and clean surfaces much better than an air purifier. And we do air testing and, of course, mold inspections with that.
Yikes! Okay. The reason I say that is because, I mean, honestly, okay, being a real estate agent, I have learned a lot. I'm not a specialist by any means in mold or anything else, but I have been with clients who have had a home inspection done where that I've seen and learned that mold isn't just black. It's, like, got all kinds of different colors, and I'm terrified because I am not going back in my basement ever since I went downstairs and saw some, like, white mold or yellow or something, and they were freaking me out. And that was, I'm like, I know I've seen that before. No. Tell us about mold.
Well, mold is derived from really water, water and humidity. Different types of mold grows for different types of reasons. So if there's a flood in the basement and you got a finished basement and you start to see this black tarry type of mold and spots around it, usually that's a Stachybotrys catonium. Although, you know, you can never confirm it by looking at it. You got to sort of do a tape lift test to confirm exactly what kind of mold it is. But just experience always tells me that that's what you're dealing with. And then there's other types of mold that derive from water, which is your Penicillium, Aspergillus, Cladosporium. You know, those are types of mold that are more surfacey type of molds where you can actually wipe it off with your hand, and you might see it on items. You might see it on furniture. You might see it on the drywall. That could be HepaVac and stuff like that. So each one of them has its own characteristics and their own health issues.
Tell us about the health issues and about a little bit more about it. Like, if anybody out there is wondering, is it airborne? If you know, tell us about that, all about it. I don't really know much about mold.
Well, mold can, yeah, so what you see is not necessarily what you're allergic to. It's what you see is what it releases. Okay, it releases spores, and that's when you're breathing this stuff in. It could have a major health risk. Different type of symptoms, you know, like allergies, itchy eyes, sneezing, scratchy throat, itchy skin, you know, things of that nature. And then you could get into real serious stuff like respiratory issues, you know, and, you know, you could get all the way out to, like, cancer and stuff like that. So long-term exposure to this stuff is definitely no good. Short-term exposure is no good. If you have mold, you got to get rid of it.
But, as Jeannie, as you had mentioned as well, you know, you went into your basement, you see something, you go into different basements, you see things. Everybody should be aware also, you don't necessarily have to see it to have it. That's a major concern. And Joe had mentioned, which I was going to allude to, you know, if you have a sore throat, allergy-like symptoms. And one thing that I notice a lot of times is during the holidays especially, I would get phone calls because people, family members would come over and stay in a certain part of the house, and they would say that they would experience symptoms. And that's a lot of times when we get calls, you can't necessarily see mold all the time. You can have suspect mold, and you can believe it may be mold, but again, unless it's tested, it can't be 100% identified as definitely mold. But there are a lot of occasions where it's not visible. And to have your indoor air quality tested is a great first step, especially if you wind up experiencing any type of symptoms.
Interesting. And then on the other hand, I just recently over the weekend, as a matter of fact, was taking out my buyer clients, and I had been to this property that had been on the market for like 4 years. It was like the doors are open, who cares kind of deal. But I, even when you make an appointment, you have to sign a hold harmless contract because of the mold. But before we even, you know, I didn't, you know, everybody wanted to see this house because it looked so great on paper, right? And I said to my client, I don't even have many symptoms of stuff. Like, I think I have a high tolerance in general for everything.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, Wine being one, but anyway,
cats of mine. The beer's mine, all right. You know, cat's out of the bag.
Yes. Yeah, now you know. But I wouldn't even, when I walked in that house, I had a reaction. Like, you can, it was so bad.
You felt it, right?
That
away,
I yes. felt it. So I, understanding your story about when you go to someone else's house or when someone comes to someone's house for the holidays and they go like, ugh.
Everybody's different, you know. It may affect you less than it affects myself. Mm-hmm. It may affect the wife more than it affects a husband. Mm-hmm. You know, a husband might not even notice it, mm-hmm. but the wife may have symptoms. It's really just it's an individual basis.
Well, and that brings to a good point, because even if we did an air test and there's no visible signs, there's no odor or anything like that, and the test comes up, normal levels, that doesn't mean there's still other issues. You know, so our services can, you know, help with other issues such as bacteria, pathogens, allergens, and things of that nature that could, you know, affect you health-wise, whereas everybody thinks it's mold and that's it. You know, no, it's sometimes it's more than that. You know, sometimes, and for people who have autoimmune disorders, cancer patients, elderly, young, who have a very weak immune system, testing the air is extremely important for them, and to find out exactly what's going on, and if possible, if needed, we can help.
Well, it sounds like it's perfect time to go to our break, because we're learning a little bit about my guest today from Green Home and Solutions Company, John Frenzy and Joe Picello. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Special Agent Murphy, here at your service, and I am with Weikert Flemington, and we're home again with Jeannie and Larry. Stand by. We're going to go to our break, and we'll be right back learning more about mold remediation and some testing you might want to do on your house if you're thinking about selling or even buying.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. Larry McCaffey is my co-host. I got his name right, finally, after 3 years. Anyway, he is the proprietor of Home Team Inspections. He's the greatest guy. Hopefully you watch in on every other Wednesday morning, and Larry talks about some of the people he works with, which include my guests today. They were on his show, or our show, Green Home Solutions, John Frenzy and Joe Picello, and they're talking about mold and some of the solutions that they have. And I'm learning quite a bit. I hope you are, too. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right, now, we have about a half an hour, so we want you to kind of take your time. You were talking about some of the services that you work a lot with real estate agents about for buyers and sellers. So just share with us.
Yeah, so going through the process of purchasing a house, a home inspection is done. And then home inspector discovers mold wherever the attic basement, gets on the report, and then from there it goes to the attorneys and they start negotiating what needs to get done. That's usually when we get called in. So regardless if it's a buyer or a seller, you know, John and I will go out and take a look based on what the home inspection report to say to identify whether or not it is mold, first of all. And second of all, if it is, do a full inspection, provide a report, and a cost for remediation to help move the sale forward. So there's two different perspectives when it comes to buyers and sellers. The buyer typically, you know, is panicking because they don't want to go into a, you know, house that may be sick. Oh my God, it's got mold. The one thing that everybody should understand and realize is that every house has mold. Just to put a stamp on it, the White House has mold, okay? So, you know, every time you open up a window, you walk through a door, you're carrying it in with you. The problem is that on the indoor environment, you're confined, so the mold stays there, you know? And if there's a water issue that's coming into the house or there's a high humidity issue in the house, it's reasons for mold to grow. And there's a lot of things in your house that mold loves to grow on. It loves to feed on drywall, wood furniture in particular, wood paneling, you know, sheathing in the attic, you know, and all that other stuff. So, you know, the one thing I would say to the buyer is no worries. Every house can be remediated, okay? We could get it back down to the normal levels that it needs to be for you to have a nice, healthy home moving forward. From the seller's perspective, they're like, oh, my God, this is going to cost us an arm and a leg, $1 million. That's not the case either, you know. Because of the solution that we use, it allows us to save money on not ripping down walls, because the actual solution is an enzyme base that will penetrate drywall and actually kill mold from the roots. So I know you and I were discussing, you know, attics and sheathing and stuff like that, where they see the black mold in the attics. Now, look, there's a lot of times in attics that the north side does not get the south side. Sun does. So when you go into an attic and you see it on one side but not the other, that's typically the reason why the mold's there. Hmm. You know, it's wet. You know, it stays wet longer. It gives conditions for mold to grow on the sheathing on that side. So, nevertheless, John and I can clean all that up, can kill it, no problem, get it back to where it should be and all that stuff. But, however, over a period of time, you know, this stuff may return 10 years from now. You know, it's just a normal process because we can't change the sun and you can't pick up your house and move it, you know?
No, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I actually, just a question, because I have a visual. I have a house that has, yeah, everybody probably does, but one side does have that one side that doesn't hit the sun as much.
Correct.
And on the outside of the siding, I always thought it was algae because it looks a little green certain times of year. Yeah. Is that mold or is that algae?
It could be algae. It could be mold, you know.
I'm just understanding when you mentioned that about being in the attic, because yeah. I'm all about this. I'm on the edge of my seat because basically I take people out and I'm learning from you guys what I'm more of an expert now than I was an hour ago.
Sure.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, so it's interesting that you say that. So now that makes sense.
If you look at roofs on the outside, you're driving down a neighborhood and one side, you know, you see the roofs and it's got black streaks. It's got lichens on there. It's got moss on there. But then you look on the other side of the road and there's nothing on there. You know, because the sun's not hitting that one side. But if you go on the other side of the road where you don't see anything, on the backyard, mm-hmm. you'll see it.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's because of lack of sun. And, you know, shingles are made of limestone, which harbors water, and it allows to, you know, algae, lichens, whatever, to grow. And the reason they did that is because it provided a longer warranty because it weighs the shingle down. Much longer. Mm-hmm. However, it created an industry for roof cleaning. It also provided a little more issues in the attic.
Okay. So now I'm following you along. So you were talking about the enzyme-based solution that you have, and I wanted to hear more about the product.
The enzyme, it's a plant-based enzyme. It's really derived from mold, you know, where they take the properties out to and created an enzyme. It's called amylase, lipase, protease that actually break down the mold spores and it spills the guts in the protein area. So the protein is where all those properties were, which will make you sick. Mm-hmm. So it really it destroys it basically, because what a lot of people don't understand is dead mold is just as allergenic as live mold. And in this case, we're deeming it non-allergenic. You know, so that's the benefit. So not only are we using a green product, and it's harmless to pets, animals, people, and plants, but it's doing a job specifically to kill mold.
And again, we're not going to put a chemical in somebody's home to combat the mold situation. You may put a chemical in your home, combat the mold, get rid of the mold, maybe not 100% or get rid of it, but now you have an issue of having chemicals in your house. And there's a lot of people that are hypersensitive to chemicals as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and typically, Green Home Solutions, you know, again, for the buyer, for the seller, the realtors, you know, our job is to get everybody to closing. We'll make sure that we complete the remediation, and typically we can get in and out in a day's time. So it's not going to be time consuming as well.
So do you have a sense of like, okay, so I really am interested in this on behalf of the sellers and buyers. Do you have your services performed before the seller puts their house on the market, or does it usually come up in inspections and then you have to remediate?
Typically when it comes up in an inspection, but you know, there are some people that are proactive, and you know, they may notice that they may have a mold situation and they will contact us. It's happened on occasion, and we're in even before they put their house on the market. So you know, it really doesn't matter when we receive it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like you said, it's brought up in the home inspection. Sometimes it's the home's been on the market for a while and maybe it wasn't picked up in the home inspection, but there's an odor, and we can still come in and remediate, and again, make that situation, you know, 95% better.
What's your service fee to come out and do an inspection?
Free of charge. We do not charge for us. Complimentary inspections. Yeah. We will do assessments. And we will actually provide the proposals that are required and the cost for the remediation at no charge.
What about, do you have any idea typically how much a remediation would cost? It's hard, hard to say.
Yeah, it's very, very hard to say. Every home is an individual basis. We really don't know what the extent is until we get there. Air tests as well. Sometimes we have an air test and we'll see what the actual volume of spore counts are. So it will definitely vary. There's really no set amount. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to take out some drywall, but typically, again, our product is plant-based, and the framing, the studs, everything can stay. We can treat those items that even have mold on them.
What about like paneling in a basement?
It depends. Again, with paneling.
I have a vision of what it looks like right now. I'm like,
Sometimes paneling may have to come out. Again, it just depends on how contaminated it is.
It really comes down to the scope of work as far as cost is concerned.
Yeah.
And time and all that stuff. Right. So when we do mold inspection, we got to do a thorough inspection, understand what the scope of work, so we know what our costs are, and then that's reflected in the price. So, I mean, I've done jobs that are very, very inexpensive to have done $20,000 jobs that are, you know, that bank owned home that you were talking about before. They're nasty.
Oh my God. Yes. I'd give you credit for going in there, really.
Yeah.
Somebody has to, right?
Yeah,
somebody
got to do it. That's your job.
The green guys.
Yeah, the green guys. What about, do you take all of the down and then remove it? Like, do you have a removal service?
Disposal, yes.
Yeah.
We'll demo and disposal, yes.
Yeah, that's all included.
That could be a real pain.
Yes. That's all included. If you need a dumpster, we got to get a dumpster. That's basically what it is. I mean, but we take everything away.
Nice. So what about a little bit more about yourselves and your offices? You're in Washington and you were in Morris County, you said?
Yeah, Sacramento, Roxbury area. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where I'm based out of.
And so mostly you get most of your work from the real estate agents and all?
Yeah, about 70% is real estate. I mean, we've come up with a deal for the agents. Mm-hmm. Because we get referred so much through the agents, because we're helping them close the sale, and that same token, they're using us. So we appreciate all that stuff. But, you know, we do everything quickly. We're geared to do it quickly. We're geared to get it done before the sale. We're geared to, you know, provide the service, provide you a certificate of completion that comes with a warranty, you know. So technically when the seller comes in and they hire us and we'll complete the work, we give them a certificate of completion with a warranty that's associated, that's transferable. So check, it's off the box. We take the worries out of it as well. So in reality, if something comes back or there's an issue, it comes on us, you know, and it's off the seller.
That's interesting. Okay, so what about you? Do you want to add anything else? We've got a little time here.
Well, we're definitely customer service driven, by far. If we're coming in, somebody's allowing us to come into their home. So we really do care about the customer. We almost treat it like it's our home. We want to make sure that, you know, we price it out correctly. And you get that good personal relationship feeling, but yet we're backed by a larger corporation that's nationwide.
Yeah, tell us about the corporation.
I think that's huge. Yes, we are individually owned and operated, but again, we have that backing. You know, we have the director of operations. We have a chief science officer. We're probably in 40 different states right now, the Green Home Solutions, again, nationwide. But again, it's really, really the customer-driven experience. We really want to provide a great service. We want to make sure that our customers are 100% satisfied before we leave that environment.
How did you get involved into this Green Home Solutions company? Because I know your story. It's interesting.
Green Home Solutions of Washington is it's actually a veteran-owned and operated company as well. I was in the military. I did the corporate office for about 16 years, and then I finally decided I wanted to do something on my own, and I wanted to do something that was in the service, basically the service business. I wanted to be able to help people, assist people. When we're called and there's a situation in a home or an office, people need assistance, and that's really what drove me. And when I looked at Green Home Solutions, we have a green product. And again, I can't stress it enough, we're not putting a chemical in the environment. We're using a plant-based product. That went a long way with me. We can offer something different. We can offer something that's more cost-effective. And we can also offer something that's a lot quicker. So that service, we can be in and out in typically a day or two, which means a lot to people. And the people do not have to leave their homes on all occasions as well. They can remain in the home if we're working in the basement, if we're working in the attic. The people do not have to leave their homes. So we're not going to displace families for a short period of time. They can stay. We can get in, do our work, and get out.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. No, my pleasure.
Yeah, so that's interesting also. Tell us about the differences about the chemicals, like you're talking about bleach or whatever option it is, right? Tell us about that. And how do you apply your product? And tell us about, like, when you get there that day and you've got to rip out walls and, you know, maybe a one drywall, you could say. Otherwise, it's a paneling thing or something. Tell us how do you remediate it? Literally.
Most of the time, when we get to the location, after we've agreed that the proposal is going to be accepted, we'll wind up generating negative air. We'll make a contamination zone to make sure that we keep all those spores in that location. Generating negative air means that all the air is going to be taken into that location, not exhausted. So it's not exhausted upstairs. We may exhaust it outside if need be. Once that's done, we're going to wind up coming in, and anywhere that we see visible mold, we're going to make sure that we remove any sheetrock or anything that's been contaminated to a certain extent. After that, we're going to wind up HEPA vacuuming any visible mold, making sure that anything that we see is removed. Then we're going to actually apply hydrogen peroxide with an oxygen additive, which actually will pull the roots from any wood, from any other material. It will actually expose the roots. So that way, once we spray the oceanic, which would be the last thing that we're going to do, those roots are exposed, and that enzyme-based product, oceanic, will actually eat and kill and remove the mold. It's catalytic, which means it will continue to work as long as the mold's there. You know, it's a misconception. A lot of people will use bleach and other products, and that's stoichiometric. It will have a one-time effect on the mold, but it's not getting down to the source, the roots. The roots were never exposed, and it's going to have that one-time impact, and then it's done. It's exhausted all its energy. That's why a lot of times people will utilize those products, and then they'll see that it winds up growing back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other thing with a stoichiometric, a chemical, is that if you don't hit the spot, you know,
you missed it.
You didn't get it. You know, so we're talking about a living organism that's going to go after the mold spores. So two things. One is we're catalytic, which means it's sustainable, sticks around, looks for mold spores, or you have a choice of going for a chemical, but you better make sure you hit a spot. And the problem is you're dealing with microorganisms, so you can't see exactly the whole thing. You know, so you better get it.
What about I had a question about that. All I know is one thing. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Special Agent Murphy Weichert. These guys are so interesting to me. Okay, they're both from Green Home Solutions. Joe Pagello and John Frenzy. They work with me on real estate transactions, and I'm also sharing this. I know a lot of my colleagues at Waker and other real estate agents are on my Facebook page to watch. Hopefully they'll get in touch with you. I do think it's extremely important for people to understand this is your business, you know? One of my customers said to me over the weekend, he said, you know, Jeannie, oh my God, I can't believe how much work you do as a real estate agent. I thought you just like showed a house and then we bought it and you got paid a lot of money and that was it. He's like, I didn't know what you do. And I'm like, well, showing you a house and finding you a house is the easy part. When you get your house, then we have to work with people like these guys who are going to look out for you if you're a buyer or help you remediate your problem if you're a seller. If you're watching this, learning about mold, I think it's really important because I've actually been convinced by you guys that this is the right way to go. It's the green way to go. It's the permanent way to go. You're going to treat it without having to, you know, take the whole thing out. You can't just spray a little bleach on, which everybody knows I'm a liquid chlorine freak. I have ruined my car over it. I'll spit back on the thing. Whatever. Everybody knows my Facebook page. But anyway, I've now resigned. I am not going to be using liquid chlorine on anything, including mold areas. I'm going to be calling them because they're going to treat it. And I love what you were saying about it actually stays and continues to prevent it from coming back, as opposed to just if you happen to hit the right spot and then it comes back again, because I know that's a fact. Sure. So anyway, if you are getting a little overwhelmed by the thought of how complicated a real estate transaction could be, and maybe you're a little afraid to get involved, that's why we have these outsourced services that do look out for you. We take care of the details as real estate agents with professionals on the issues that come along. So we're going to go to our quick break right now. Again, this is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. I'm Special Agent Murphy, Weikert, Flemington. If you have anybody in mind or if you yourself are looking to buy, sell, or rent, please get in touch with me. We're going to go to our break. We'll be right back.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short time ago, SpaceX launched with another 60 little satellites for the company's Starlink internet service.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
It's the fourth Starlink launch overall, the second this year, for the fledgling internet service. The impeachment of President Trump in the Senate moving to what could be an especially contentious phase today as senators begin questioning House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators from both parties will submit written questions to the Chief Justice John Roberts, and Roberts will then read the questions aloud. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
All right, we're just joking around in here because we're talking real estate. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Real Estate Agency in Flemington, New Jersey, Special Agent Murphy. And my guests today are here talking about mold from Green Home Solutions. They're both proprietors. John Frenzy is of Washington, New Jersey. That's where his
Home offices,
okay. And then Joe Picello is a president and owner of his up in Susquehanna.
Susquehanna.
I'm trying to make it difficult for you.
Hey, you do it on your name and where
yeah,
you're
Yeah, that's
located.
It. Yeah, yeah.
But I can tell you, in Flemington, do you know Minneakining Road?
No.
It's right around the corner. It used to be where the Hunterdon Democrat was. Anyway, I worked on that street, so I know it's called Minneakining. But everyone I talk to has a different way of saying it. Mine, a weenie, it's a stab.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of funny.
Butchered.
Yeah, whatever. It's just what it is. I think they're Indian names.
Sounds like they're in New Jersey. Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Indian names
in
New Jersey.
Yeah. It's cool. All right, so we're talking about mold, and now we're talking a little bit about odor. You were going to tell us about odors.
Yeah, so somebody has a bad odor in their home. The first thing we need to understand is what's the source. It could be a cat, which is the worst, by the way. Mm-hmm. Dog, it could be a food odor. It could be the smoke. You know, I've done fire. You know, so any type of odor in the house could be a what they call a VOC, a volatile organic compound, which comes from like paint fumes and stuff like that, that is affecting people. So we also provide odors, and it's good for the real estate market as well, because before you put the house up on the listing, and there's a little kind of an odor that turns people off, because, you know, first impressions are the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can smell right now. I've got two houses for you.
There you go. See? We can help.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I'll say about odor is, mold remediation to me is a little easier. Odor, we could take a 100% bad situation, and you know those houses, right? They're bad. You know, we could turn into a 90%, 95% good, and sometimes 100% good. But it'll at least be prepared to be put on the market. You know, so
I'm fascinated. I didn't know you did that.
Yes.
I'm just going to make sure everybody paid attention to that. They have an odor solving product. So not if you don't happen to have mold, which I do, I am terribly disturbing. But anyway, if you have odor, and I'm telling you, as a real estate agent, if you have a home that has, and you know you have it, you should call these guys before you list or anything, like you said, because it is. You mentioned fire. And I immediately can even smell the home that may have been in a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can work on that, that's amazing. But it's like, just like you said, dog, cat, smoke. You can
food,
smell it when you're
you
walk.
Cooking. You know, for years.
Some older houses that have older, you know, people who are maybe even, you know, moving or estates, estate homes.
Or, sure.
You know, they just have this linger smell. Yeah, that's so cool. So how do you treat that?
Well, it's a process. We always like to identify the source, because the source will tell us what the scope of work that needs to get done. You know, I'll give you an example for, let's say, a cat odor. You know, the cat urine is like the worst possible smell you can have.
It is.
You know, and if it gets into, you know, your wood floor, or if it gets into your cement, it actually soaks in. You know, so we have to try to pull it up. You know, so the scope of work for something like that really is you got to ozone the house. Ozone is a machine that has a third molecule that breaks up the O2, you know, your air, and that'll reduce it. And then you got to start your treating, which is a lot of it's hydrogen peroxide with some baking soda. We got to suck it up. We got to pull it out of the wood. We got to pull it out of the cement.
It's labor intensive.
It's labor intensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not.
It's not
like a carpet cleaning company.
No. I did a cat odor one time. Actually, it was human waste. They had a leak in their drain pipe for sewage, and it came out. And we were putting it on the cement floor in their basement, and you could actually see it coming up. You know, and then you gotta suck it up, and then you know. Then we got the last thing we do is really we spray our refresh air times 2 concentrate, which is also an enzyme based product that attacks odors from the molecular level.
How long does it take? Like you said, it's harder than even mold remediation sometimes.
It depends. Yeah. So smoke. So you have a heavy smoker. We got to wash walls.
Yeah.
You know, we got to take a microfiber towel and we got to wash your walls, because that smoke is in the wall, and if you don't get it out. Guess what? You know, your carpet may have to come up, you know, because it's in the carpet, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's the, like you said, there's the ozone machine that we utilize. It can do up to about 12,500 square foot home. Again, nobody can be there during this duration. We'll set it in the morning, set it for a certain amount of time, maybe set some air movers up to make sure we circulate the air, and then come back the next day. But there's, you know, we also have a HaloSil product that will actually get rid of and kill bacteria, viruses, and also odors as well. That would be mainly used in a condominium, a townhouse setting, because you wouldn't be able to utilize ozone in those situations. But that's also a great product. It's actually utilized in surgical rooms and hospitals. Mm-hmm. We actually have the rights to distribute it for homeowners, doctors' offices, so on and so forth. But that's another great product to reset the environment.
In your home, Green Home Solutions, they work or whatever. What percent of your business is done mold versus odor, and are there other services that you offer?
Mold remediation is our core business. Yeah. There's no question. 80% is mold. You know,
there's a lot of mold in this area. Right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, they don't understand how to prevent it from coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, they think it's nothing. Look, I'm Italian, so, you know, 25 years ago, you know, you smelled a moldy basement, it was like perfume.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Today we're a lot more knowledgeable.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah.
You know, and it can harm you.
Barriers freak out.
Yes.
Like, just
exactly.
Really
well,
this is where we come in.
Yeah.
They don't have to freak out.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. So, and then 80%, and then it goes from there. You know, I do a decent amount of HaloSil and odor jobs. I believe John does the same thing. So, it really goes from there.
We have to figure out exactly what the customer needs from us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our job. And that's what we can figure out. Is HaloSil better? Is ozone? Is it a mold situation? That's where we come in. Mm-hmm. We have to assess the situation, and then we'll provide a solution.
So I could speak for John on this, because I know how John is. When we see a customer, we're there for a while, mm-hmm. you know, because we got to talk to them. Tell me your story, you know, and they talk, and they'll tell you a story. They'll start telling you, and you'll start to understand exactly what's happening, you know. And then I know John and I, we'll sit there and answer questions. And when we leave, you know, call me. You have any questions, you have any concerns, call us, you know, because this is health related. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want you to feel comfortable, you know, knowing that what we're doing is good for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very important to us.
There's nothing better than to get a phone call or I would actually reach out to my customers, you know, a week so later, maybe 4 or 5 days, once they're back in the home, whatever it may be, and I ask them how they're doing. There's nothing better to hear that, oh my gosh, I can sleep through the night, I don't wake up, I don't have a sore throat, my headaches are gone. You know you did something very positive for somebody. There's nothing better than hearing a customer state that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Joe feels the same way.
Oh, it's extremely important. You know, we're here to correct your issue, you know, we're here to help you. You know, when you find out that their health is better and they're not having the adverse effects that they were prior, you know, it's rewarding. It really is.
Oh, believe me, I know. I love my buyers. I love my sellers. And it's like just I can totally imagine how rewarded you must feel, especially if you can actually help them feel better. Because they probably didn't even know why they weren't feeling well. I completely get it. And believe me, when it comes to that odor thing, I'm like completely obsessed with that. Because I do, I mean, I am like all about, when I walk in a house and it smells.
Your first impression.
Turn it off.
I can't sell it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, excuse me, I'll be outside.
Yeah.
You can buy it if you want. Anyway, just joking. It's true. That cat, I love cats, but I don't like cat litter boxes or cats smells. So anyway, I'm Jeannie Murphy, Special Agent Murphy, Weikert, Flemington. My guests again are from Green Home Solutions, proprietor John Frenzy, and then Joe Picciolo. And
you're doing so good.
I finally got Larry McCaffey, my co-host's name, right? I put it wrong in my phone like 3 years ago. And so I swear, I can't believe it. Anyway, we're going to go to our quick break. We're going to be right back. And if you're interested, if you know somebody who has a home that is in need of some remediation or testing for mold, you can get in touch with us. It's very easy to get in touch. Look them up on Green Home Solutions. And also don't forget that thing. If you know somebody who has an odorous house, I don't know if I've ever met anyone who does that, so I'm like thrilled to know you guys. All right, we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, we're back here, home again with Jeannie Larry. My guests are telling us about mold. I'm very, very intrigued by both of them. They're the proprietors of Green Home Solutions, John Frenzy and Joe Picciolo. And they're talking about also some of the services that they have in the area, including if your home has an odor to it. But it's just been fun talking to you guys, right? Because it's one thing about being in the trade. Like when we, like you were saying, you're so rewarded by making someone's home safer, smell better, be free from any kind of illness that they may have that they didn't even know they had, perhaps because of mold, perhaps because of stench of a cat. Just kidding, Lisa. Anyway. I just love, because in our world of real estate services, we get very close with the people that we work with, and we trust who we want to share our customers with when they come into a situation where, like Larry McGabby, he is the owner of Home Team Inspection Company, and he and I met. He was actually joining the chamber. And I was like, you have got to join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, because it's like it's just a small family here of about, you know, 1,000 different companies that are totally connected, serving the community. Anyway, so we met, and now Larry is my go-to guy completely, for sure, when it comes to inspections. And that's then we have our Clint Strober from Strober Roofing Company, number one. I think he won in Hunterdon Happenings, or he should have. Anyway, Clint is our roofer. And nice. Then we've got my Matt, my mortgage guy, and my Waker, Ed Morris, who's my mortgage guy, and we got you guys for mold. But it's nice, isn't it? And it's fun to just be able to, we run into each other all the time. Like I'm always,
absolutely.
You know, when the outcome, like you said, I love what you guys are talking about, where it's all about getting to closing and closing.
Yes.
And not making the buyers completely freaked out and terrified, and then the deals fall apart. You know, it's really important. It's hard to find people in the industry that you work really closely with, that you want to work closely with for the betterment of the sale, for both the buyers and the sellers to be able to come to an amicable solution and not be biting and then fall apart. It's just so unnecessary.
Well, I know when we get in those situations, Jeannie, if I'm representing, the buyer brings me in, mm-hmm. have the homeowner be there. I'll talk to the homeowner. I'll tell him exactly what's going on here. I'll show you what's going on. You know, there's what's going to cost and all that stuff. you know, there's a comfort level that we try to give both sides. So this way, you know, look, this could be all rectified. It could be done, you know, relatively inexpensive. You know, it could be also remediated to where we're bringing it back to health. So both sides are satisfied, and that's our objective. And we're helping you to close. That's all we're trying to do.
Right. And it's so important, like you say, to actually attend to the mold. So you're on my priority list. I've been convinced today. Got to do it. Having you guys out. But then also, just because if you are considering selling and, you know, your home needs to have these services attended to, it's nice to know that they're right here in Hunterdon County and Morris County. A lot of times people don't know where to turn to, what to do when they have a problem or when they're going to get it identified. Like your testing, like you
yes,
said, the,
correct.
The end analysis. Is there anything else you want everybody to know about?
We're here to help. That's the most important thing. You know, I know you called Jeannie. You know, Jeannie's going to look at the house. She may be, you know, maybe there's something. I'm telling you, just give us a call. You know, we'll identify it. We'll tell you whether it is or it isn't. You know, and if it is, you know, we'll hold your hand through the whole process.
I'm curious. I want to make a clarification as well. Normally, when we have a home under contract, out of attorney review, going into our general inspections, you know, there's always radon. Because you guys don't charge for that, is it normal that you guys come in the general inspection period, or is it normally like Larry will say, you need to come back after?
I would say 95% of the time the home inspection report comes in, and that's when we get identified. Now, there's some real estate agents that I deal with that will call me up and say, we're putting this house on the market. They got a mold issue in the basement.
Yeah.
You got to look at it. And sometimes the seller, you know, will say, you know. And I always encourage that. If you're not sure you just want to make sure, I guess, before you put your house on the market, give us a call, because you don't want this to get to a home inspector and then all of a sudden the infighting comes and, you know, get it done prior. You know, that's the best thing. Just like a pre-home inspection. Larry will tell you, you know, you do a pre-home inspection, the checklist from when the buyer comes in will be a lot shorter than it will be if the buyer brings his home inspector in and you're going to have to fix all these things. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's if you have a feeling, give us a call.
And just to be clear, do you have any sense of how much an odor treatment would cost about?
Yeah, again, it depends on the scope of work. You know, I've done odor treatments as low as like $700 and as high as like, I don't know, $4,500. Yeah, it really depends on the scope of work, what the odor is. Some of the odor treatment is very simple. It's an ozone machine, and it's spraying the refresh air times two. And that's it. It's usually on the VOC stuff, you know. But when you get into, like, washing walls, you know, and you get into picking up carpet, you know, and you get into other things, that's when it's more labor-intensive.
All I know is, as a real estate agent, I'm so glad that I know that you treat odor and mold, because I'm serious. Like, every time I go into a house now that it smells, I'm going to tell them about you, because that's my job. I have a big mouth, as you know. And I also would like my sellers to be prepared, and it's great. And on top of that, the mold situation as well. Have it done. If you guys can come out and give an estimate at no cost.
Yes,
right. Absolutely.
And then remediate with green, so that's what you're all about.
Yep.
All right, so last words. Thank you for coming here.
Thank you very much for having us. And again, we're available 24/7. We'll adjust our schedule accordingly to try and assist any customers. If it has to be on Saturday or Sunday, we will do what we have to do. And thank you very much, Jeannie, for having us.
My absolute
I really
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, these guys are great, right? So anyway, again, Special Agent Murphy, Jeannie Murphy, don't forget me. Easy to find on Facebook. And if you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please get in touch with me or send anyone that you know over. And again, guys, thanks so much for being here, doing a great job. And thank you again for your service.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
All right, have a great day, guys.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, Your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins saying that he's jumping into the Senate race to challenge Kelly Loeffler. He made the announcement this morning.
The people of Georgia, we're getting ready for a good time down here to keep defending this president, keep it working for the people of Georgia.
President Trump had urged Governor Brian Kemp to pick Collins for the seat vacated by Johnny Isakson in December, but he chose businesswoman Loeffler instead. Now the two Republicans will battle for the seat. Exactly how it will play out remains to be seen. A bill is currently working its way through the Georgia legislature that would do away with the free-for-all November election and replace it with traditional primaries in May. House impeachment managers and the president's defense team will begin facing questions from senators shortly. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts will read the written questions aloud once senators submit them. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Shaquille O'Neal delivering a powerful tribute to the late Kobe Bryant last night at the Staples Center, and then leading fans in chants of Kobe, Kobe, as he left the venue later.
Kobe, 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 Kobe.
Meanwhile, an NTSB member says it appears the helicopter that Bryant was on was in a very steep descent when it slammed into a hillside. There's a new campaign ad that's going after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and also questioning his health.
I doubt if Bernie Sanders can beat Trump.
I like Bernie. I think he has great ideas. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, Iowa, they're just not going to vote for a socialist.
I do have some concerns about Bernie Sanders' health, considering the fact that he did have a heart attack.
The Democratic Majority for Israel Super PAC releasing the ad this morning. It shows voters from Iowa explaining their concerns about the Democratic presidential hopeful. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Police in an Omaha, Nebraska suburb are investigating after people got sick after allegedly being served cleaning solution at a movie theater. Police tell KETV that two people who had ordered drinks at the Alamo Drafthouse Theater were accidentally served that cleaning solution. So far, no explanation from the proprietor. Well, it's said when people take advantage of tragic situations like the death of Kobe Bryant to scam the public, but they do. And here's more on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Those situations include the attempt to sell collectibles
that feature fake autographs of the NBA superstar. Chris Nerritt is the sports consignment director at Dallas-based Heritage Auctions.
Since Kobe's passing, there's probably about 80% forgeries on eBay now of Kobe autographs.
His advice is to deal with only reputable dealers.
We actually have a Kobe Bryant 2004-2005 jersey that I personally took in from my consignor in Beverly Hills way before the horrible news. And that one is also signed. It's actually one of the number 8 jerseys.
Individual, because if an individual is in psychosis, they may like what's going on because there are certain things in their head that are giving them joy, even though it's debilitating them.
Right.
And the family has to sit wringing their hands, seeing them suffer when it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
So for parents and caregivers to learn coping skills is going to make them so much better at what they do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have to take another break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at